So now I want to address three of the biggest challenges that people encounter when they start meditating. The first one is, you don't know if you're doing it right. That's a question we get a lot at aboutmeditation.com. I don't know if I'm doing this right. And it ends up leading to a lot of people just quitting. The second one, you have too many thoughts and your mind is just racing. You can't make it stop. And then number three, and this one's really common. All of these are very common. I'm too busy. I don't have enough time to meditate. I have a busy schedule. How could I possibly fit it in? So let's start with number one. I don't know if I'm doing it right. So here's the interesting thing about meditation. You can't have a wrong experience in meditation. Let me explain what I mean. There's this great quote from Sharon Salzberg, and she says, "Meditation is not about the experience you're having. It's about the relationship to the experience you're having." So let me just repeat that. It's not about the experience you're having. It's about your relationship to that experience. So you see, the confusion that most of us get into when we start meditating is that we think that we're supposed to have a particular experience. For example, a quiet mind. And that's totally natural because a lot of us come to meditation because we want a quiet mind, because our mind is just driving us crazy. It's natural to assume then that when you're meditating, if you can't quiet your mind, you must not be doing it right. So that couldn't be further from the truth. Your mind might go quiet. At some point when you're meditating, it probably will go quiet. And to be honest, that's a great benefit, and it's an important experience to have. But that quiet mind is not meditation. Meditation is really about cultivating ease in relationship to any experience you're having. So it's deeper than experience. It's bigger than experience, and it trains you how to be at peace, even when your mind isn't. So I know it's kind of a paradox, but as you get the hang of it, you'll start to understand what I mean. So meditation is really, in fact, a form of profound and radical acceptance. It's more about not doing anything in relationship to any and every experience that we have. And that's very challenging because a lot of us, we're used to responding to all of the thoughts and feelings and impulses that come from our mind and our bodies. We're responding to those things all the time. Meditation is a discipline and a training that helps you resist the temptation to react. But the basic point is, you don't need to change your experience. If you can understand that, then you can't ever be lost in meditation. Most of us, we don't think we're doing it right because we think we're having an experience that is not meditation. And when you start to understand that there's no wrong experience to have in meditation, there's only the simple discipline of your practice. For example, if your practice is to count your breath, that's a very common Vipassana practice. You just count your breath, and your mind could wander 1,000 times in a given meditation session. That's not a problem. And it could be like gale force winds inside of you. It could be like a hurricane raging across your inner landscape. It's fine. All you're doing in response to that is you're coming back to counting your breath. You may feel resentment. You may feel anger. You may feel a thought that inspires you to get up and write something down. You just stick with counting that breath. And the more you do that, the more you're actually cultivating a place in yourself that never moves. And the more you do that, you start to gain access to a part of yourself that's not touched by all the activity in our minds. So that relates to the second obstacle. I feel I have too many thoughts and my mind is racing too much, so that must mean that I can't meditate. So based on what we just discussed, Now you're starting through your meditation practice by this simple practice of just following the instructions. You find that you're gaining access to a different part of yourself that's no longer touched by your racing mind and your thoughts. Thing is, you can still experience your racing mind and your thoughts, but you're just doing your practice. Whatever that practice might be, you're just bringing your mind back again and again. So the more you do this, we're going to use a river metaphor again like we did in the last class. If your busy mind is like the surface of a rapidly flowing river filled with rapids, another way to think of meditation is that the more you practice that discipline, you're sinking down beneath the surface of those waves. And the more you do your simple practice, your simple discipline of bringing your mind back, what begins to happen is you enter into a very simple state of awareness. And the experience is one of dropping below the surface. Like a stone, you just drop and drop and drop. And suddenly, you're going to be aware that all that crazy activity in your mind, it's 1,000 miles away. You're aware of it, but it's no longer touching you. How did that happen? Part of it is mysterious, but that is what happens in meditation. You sink into a deeper part of yourself. That's the beauty of meditation. That's how you start to learn that even if you have a racing mind and crazy thoughts, it's not an obstacle. It's not an obstacle because you are resting now in a deeper part of yourself.